Yeah, it's my honor to be here to share some results in intermediate wheatgrass breeding and genetic analysis in University of Minnesota. Yeah, I'm Xiaofei Zhang. I'm from University of Minnesota and Foyer Green Initiative and also Department of Agronomy at Plant Genetics. So, yeah, we know that intermediate wheatgrass can provide a very good environmental service, but we also found that it can produce large seed size. The best genotype in our breeding germplasm, it can produce seed with seed size about 15 grams per thousand seeds, and also it can produce large biomass as much as a switchgrass in some location. And also based on our observation, intermediate wheatgrass is immune to many wheat diseases, and also it can produce durable food products such as cake, pancake, and even beer. And this is our observation. We found that intermediate wheatgrass is well adapted to Minnesota. You can see the same germplasm if we plant them in Minnesota and Kansas. It can produce about twice green yield in Minnesota than in Kansas. But intermediate wheatgrass is hexploid. It has 42 chromosomes from three different subgenomes, but we still don't know the donor of these subgenomes. Another thing is it's an outcrosser. That means many loci is heterozygous, and every seed is heterogeneous. The third thing is it have a very big genome. It's about 16 gigabase and without reference genome. So these things might bring some challenge for breeding and genetic analysis. So in the past 3 years, we finished one cycle of selection, and we started to do some genetic analysis. We use genotyping by sequencing to develop a genetic map for mapping QTL for these agronomic trees. So for domestication of perennial species in the intermediate wheatgrass, we must mention the Lad Institute. The Lad Institute started the breeding program in 2002. After three cycles of selection, in 2011, we University of Minnesota we joined the breeding effort with the germplasm from the Lad Institute. There are 2,000 plants from 58 families. In our breeding program, we mainly focus on the seed size and green yield. But we are also working on some other agronomic trees, such as centering, fertility, lodging resistance, threshing ability, and biomass, disease resistance. This is our breeding scheme. In the first year, we established a selection nursery. It have it contain 2,000 space plants. And in the second year, we collect the phenotype data and select 200 best plants and established evaluation nursery. They are yield plots. And in the third year, we select the 50 best plants based on the phenotypic data from the space plant and the yield plots. And we made a cross in the greenhouse and harvested their seeds will be used for next cycle of selection. This figure shows our selection nursery. They are space plant. The space among plant is 3 feet, and this is the yield plot. The size is 8 feet times 4 feet. These three box plots, I just want to show you the big view about the variation of grain yield and head weight and seed size among the 58 families. You can see we have a very big variation among these trees. And this family, most of the genotype in this family, they have a big, a big head. And most of the genotype in this family, it produce generally large seed. So I think maybe there are some major gene or major QTL control these trees. And in our germ plasm, we also found some genotype can produce a little bit large seed. Yeah, the largest one can be 15 gram per 1,000 seeds. Yeah, you can see this is the material used for forage, and this is the best one in our current germ plasm. This is wheat, certainly compared with wheat, there are still some space, some room to increase the seed size. And we also find some genotype it can have minimum shattering. So for the yield plot, you can see this is the first harvest year, the second year. In the first year, about 50% of the yield plot can produce more than 900 pound per acre grain, 900 pound grain per acre. And in the second year, about more than 50% of the yield plot can produce more than 1,000 gram per acre. But the increase between both years is not as good as what we expected. If we have look at the correlation between the correlation of grain yield between both years, the first year, the second year, yeah, the correlation is also not so good. The main reason is that in the second year, in the plot, there are many tillers. We have a lodging issue. So this, the lodging might greatly decrease the grain yield of the plot. So the lodging resistance should be at high priority in our breeding program. So, and the next part, I want to report some results in genetic and culture mapping. Actually, now we have several foreseeable populations in our field. They are ready for genotyping and phenotyping. You can see each population have their own target trees. For example, population B, their parents are quite different in plant height, in threshing ability, shattering, and also maybe in disease resistance. Actually, we found some advanced genotype are susceptible to fusarium head blight and also susceptible to bacterial lipstick. So in this winter in the greenhouse, we will test the parents of this population to see which population is suitable for mapping QTL for disease resistance. And the population A was established in 2013. So we finished the genotyping by 16. We finished the genotyping using genotyping by 16, and we are developing a genetic map. And now we are also collecting phenotypic data for QTL mapping. Here I just want to now we are here. We are developing a genetic map. So this is the sequence data of this population. In the x-axis is the ID of the genotype. The y-axis is the number of reads. You can see in our population, we obtained about 3 million reads from each sample. And we did SNP calling using unique pipeline. after the smuggling, we got 31,000 SNP marker with less than 20% missing data. But when we check the allele frequency of this marker, we found there are some false SNP marker. Their allele frequency is 0.33 or 0.66. They might come from the hexploidy of the intermediate wheatgrass. So we run several genetic filter to filter this false SNP out. After that, we got a very clean, very clean data. So finally, we got 31.69 SNP markers from these three groups of genotype, and we use this 3,000 marker for developing a genetic map. Fortunately, we mapped this marker into 21 linkage group corresponding 21 chromosome, and we also mapped this marker to the body chromosome, the 7 body chromosome. You can see three linkage group matched to one body chromosome. It's very good. And also we did DNA analysis. You can see the markers in the linkage group and also the markers in the body chromosome. Most of them are clear. There is one exception is that these two linkage group matched to two parts of the body chromosome. That means these two linkage group might be need to merged into one linkage group. So we identified 20 linkage group missing one linkage group. So I think maybe the reason might be because of the self incompatibility or the distorted segregation of intermediate wheatgrass in this population. So I'm trying to decrease the cutoff of the several genetic filters. Hope we can rescue the 21st linkage group. For summary, the result for each selection cycle, we can increase the seed size by 50%. You can see here the third cycle, the fourth cycle, and for our breeding germplasm, the 5% of yellow plot can produce about 800 pounds naked seeds per acre, and genotyping by sequencing is a good method for discovering genome-wide marker, and in our population, three linkage group can match to one body chromosome. For the future work, we will continue to traditional breeding, and I'm developing a genomic selection model. We use in our training population, we have 1,100 genotypes, and we finished collecting genotype and phenotype data. And next year we will collect data from validation population to validate and update the model. And the next two part were actually now it was funded by the Forever Green Initiative. In the next 2 years, we will develop a genetic map and mapping QTL. Hope we can find some good results. Yeah, it will benefit our breeding program. That's all. And the last slide is thanks. Yeah.